Getting fired is awful enough, but imagine being called in for a 5 a.m. meeting, and that's when they fire you.
You know, the funny thing about getting fired is it doesn't even matter if you hate the job. You're still upset.
Right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What's the messed up way you got fired?
A lot of people talking about the fact that NFL coach of Washington got called in for 5:30 on the day where everybody knew the guy was going to get fired for a couple weeks. But it's your day off after getting schlocked. They could have just called you the night before, and they bring you in at 5 a.m. to fire you. And people are like, that's just rude.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, you know you're getting fired, and then you have to get up early to get dressed.
Right,
you're
going to drive in.
To get fired. Right.
Right. And then by the time, and when you're having a meeting that early to get fired, by the time that meeting's over and you're walking out, probably everybody else is walking in at that point. So now you're going to walk out with your box full of stuff.
Right.
You know, that little thing that you had on your desk
Does
or whatever that
Bob had.
Does anybody
still do that, though? Do they still walk out with the box? If I get fired, let me tell you, the clothes on my back and my pocketbook, and right. I keep everything else. I don't want it.
You know, it is an awkward thing. I remember, I've only been fired a couple times in my life, and one time that I got fired, I came back for my stuff, mm-hmm. and I was like, I should have just lit most of this stuff on fire when I walked out the door.
I think that's when they arrest you, Raven.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
what happened? When I have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I've never been fired.
Well, you work for your family, so that's nepotism.
That's
all
not,
right?
Raven, that's not true.
But you did also work for your family.
Right.
You don't get fired. You just leave careers before they fire you.
It's true. When I get bored, I just move on.
I got fired. I think I've been fired twice in my life. So the first time. Oh, no, wait. Three times. Now that's it. Okay. Now I got it. All right. So the first time. Yeah, just remembered that one. So the first time I remember getting fired, I was a waiter at Red Lobster. Mm-hmm. And you know how any restaurant, there's like 2-3 people that keep the whole place running. Right. So I could basically, I was one of those guys that was just high energy, could, you know, kind of do whatever. And somebody was just lazy all the time, complaining all the time. Long story short, don't want to bore you. I jacked him up and threw him on the area where they make salads.
That was a jump.
He was mouthy.
That's not.
He was mouthy.
Raven, that's
okay,
not.
And then they had to fire me, and my manager cried because she had to fire me because she loved me because I worked there
Raven,
so good.
That's not a messed up way to get fired. Right. That is a completely 100% valid way to get fired.
Well, I mean, I felt it was messed up, all right? This guy didn't restock the biscuits. This guy never put his stuff where it was supposed to go, and he made a mess of the salad area, and then he was mouthy on top of it.
I want to fire you right now just for saying that you threw a guy against the wall because he didn't restock the
biscuits.
It
wasn't the wall.
Don't get
it
me
was,
wrong.
It was that stainless steel thing where oh. they make the salads on top. I put them on top of that.
Okay.
Wow.
That was not
a messed up way to get fired. A valid way to get fired.
Okay. All right. Well, I got fired that time.
Okay. 1-800-330-99.
I mean, I got fired there.
99. Let's try that again. 1-800-330-9999. What was the messed up way you got fired? What's the messed up way you got fired? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. Washington's fired their head coach. They made him come in at 5 a.m. Imagine that you're going to get fired, and they call you in for a mandatory meeting hours before anybody else has to show up to work.
Well, that's the hard thing about having an employer, right? Especially one that pays you a couple million bucks a year. You do what they say when they say.
I mean, it's not fun to get fired, but that's
Never.
Messed up.
Yeah.
That, like, you couldn't do it on the phone or the day before during normal business hours.
Just text me, all right? Like, a girlfriend breaks up with somebody nowadays.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What was the messed up way you got fired?
Okay. So, fresh out of college, I got this job as an electrician, as a fire alarm installer, whatever you want to call it.
Sure. You sound like
and
a pro.
So we're working all over the place. First place we went to was a retirement home. Then we went to a hospital, all these different places. And one day I'm texting my boss saying, hey, so we finished the last job. Where are we going today? He still has not replied to me to this day.
Oh, my gosh. He just ghosted you.
He just ghosted you.
He
the
ghosted
company actually
you.
Folded up and disappeared. Right.
That's one way to get fired. You just never get called back for work. Actually, that's not true. You know what? I did get fired one time. I was babysitting, and they said that I swore in front of the kids, which I never did.
Oh, I bet you did.
No, and I'll never forget it. Just like that. They told me you swore in front of the kids, don't come back tomorrow. And those kids were lying.
Right.
Those little brats were lying.
Oh, those little what?
I heard what they told you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the messed up way you got fired?
So I took a vacation day to go to my cousin's wedding. The vacation day was approved, And I come back, the first day I'm back, my boss calls me and says, we got to let you go because you took a vacation day.
Right.
Well, I mean, but what's the whole point of having a vacation day and requesting it if they're just going to fire you for taking it?
Exactly. It was one of, like, the six I got for the year, and I thought, okay, it's approved, I can go.
That's not true. They just didn't like you. Like, right. Let's be honest. I mean, that's the reason.
Let's cut to
it. I asked him, is it job performance? And he goes, absolutely not.
Hmm. We just don't like you.
Yeah.
Right. No, I get it. Oh, it sounds hurtful.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the messed up way you got fired?
I worked at Bank of America for a couple months, and it was fun. It was like working, it was like playing Monopoly with the money. But I kept getting so nervous about the money that I would forget to lock the safe when I would like leave for the day.
Right.
So one day I walked in and they basically were like, you can either quit and give your 2 week notice today or we're going to fire you. And so that's the way I got fired.
But that's not messed up. Valid.
Right, Corey. I mean, you sound like a very nice individual, but I mean, it's a safe full of money, including my money.
Right.
Lock it up.
And he said it's like playing with Monopoly money.
Right.
No, I mean, it's not.
No. I mean, we really want to count. We want to be valid here. Right. Yeah, all right. Thanks for sharing, Corey.
Oh, gosh.
Anna Raven, what's that messed up way you got fired?
I was working at NeoPost, and I had a heart attack because of the stress of the job. I went off on medical leave, and they called me. My return date was October 25th, and they called me and said if I didn't come back in September, I'd be fired. And I didn't come back in September. I got my termination letter.
Oh, my gosh. Where was this again? What were you doing?
I was working at NeoPost in collections.
Well, that is stressful.
That is stressful.
Right.
If you have a heart attack because of your job and they fire you for having a heart attack because the job is too stressful, that's a messed up way to get fired.
Not for nothing. I need you alive to show up for work, though.
Right. Well, that's true. 1-800-330-9999. What's the messed up way you got fired? You know, I always feel bad for these NFL coaches because when they get fired, everybody knows. It's reported by every major news media outlet. You know, it's like, oh, he got canned. They lost 5 in a row. He's done.
Don't feel bad. He's getting $5 million for the year and he still gets his money.
I know, but still, it's public shaming. Kind of.
Well,
right?
I mean, listen, if you're 0-5, the public shame has already been there, whether you get fired or not, right?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. NFL Washington head coach, he was called in at 5 a.m. in the morning to get fired by the owners. Like, why you make that poor guy go in at 5 o'clock in the morning for no reason? Like, just to fire him? You couldn't text him or call him the day before or tell him the day before?
It's a satisfaction when you're a billionaire to call in the guy who's a millionaire and then fire him and show him the door.
Messed up.
It's like old school. All right.
1-800-330-9999. What's the messed up way you got fired?
So my husband and I were on vacation skiing in Breckenridge, and when we were done for the day, I checked my text messages, and I had a text message from HR saying to please call us anytime as soon as possible, and I did, and they told me my job was eliminated, and we had just started our vacation. So it really put a damper on that vacation.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah, that does stink. I had a vacation one time the first day I found out that the company was sold. And I was the one who found out on the way to my vacation destination. So I had to be the one to call the other people and say, hey, listen, I just found out we're being sold.
Yeah.
Everybody prepare for bad news. Yeah. Happy vacation.
My husband found out that he got laid off from GE the day before I found out I was pregnant with my first baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Good.
The one time I got fired in radio, 2 weeks after I closed on my house in Boston. And it was pricey real estate,
that
man.
Is bad timing to get fired. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was that messed up time you got fired?
I'm an Annie. And at that time, I was taking care of a baby, and I got sick with strep throat. I showed her all the evidence that the doctor told me to stay away from work for 3 days. And when I got back, she was like, oh, yeah, I decided to work from home, and it's not working.
You know, I got to ask you, why would she want somebody that has strep throat around her kids anyway? I have a cold right now. I don't even want to be around my own kids because I don't want to get them sick.
She thought she was a liar. She's a liar.
Yeah, but you have to, I mean, that's ridiculous. You're right. That is a messed up way to get fired. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the messed up way you got fired?
So when I was younger, I worked in a local oil company. They hired a kid at the desk next to me that had, special needs. And they called me at home on Christmas Eve and accused me of giving him all my work and leaving early and leaving him there at night.
I mean, I would assume that you did not do that.
Right. Let's assume you didn't do that because if you did do that, you're going
to. No. Listen, I grew up to be a nurse. I take care of everyone. But I tried calling for days to explain myself and know which one.
So strange, right? That's an excuse. A terrible excuse.
Anna and Raven, what's the messed up way you got fired?
So, years ago, I worked for a grocery store as a demo specialist, handing out the samples and whatever.
Sure.
And I went on vacation, and on my last day of vacation, I got a certified letter in the mail saying that they were getting rid of my job in 2 months.
Okay.
So I found out by mail, and then they were saying that they were going to pay me through the next 2 months regardless of if I worked or not, and then they were shocked that I chose not to work.
I mean, I'm confused there how official the sample job is at the grocery store, that they send a certified letter and you have benefits in place that you get a severance package until the job is actually eliminated.
No, that's real.
That's baffling. I should have become a sample provider at the grocery store. Paul, I mean, that sounds like a great job.
Paul worked at that company that did that, placed those people.
And so he was the sample provider?
No, he was, you know, he ran finance, but when, still, that's a real thing. Yeah,
yeah, but when you get fired from finance, yes. Yes, you could have severance for 2 months.
No, he worked for the company that places all the people in the Costcos that do all the sampling.
And you get 2 months severance?
I mean, listen, it's not easy to stand there and hand out those little slices of pizza.
Seems fake.